Hi, my name is Zakiran, and welcome to my video and podcast, The Ultimate Secret, bum 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 bum, and the three levels of empowerment, or how to stay sane and happy in an insane, fearful world, where I give you the ultimate secret to your empowerment, happiness, enlightenment, and fulfillment, which are all the same thing, to help you become the awesome creator of a reality that you truly are and create and attract your wildest dreams into reality. And I reveal the three levels of awakening and empowerment that everyone goes through up the vibrational, emotional scale to the higher states of joy, love, and unlimited well-being and abundance. And the stepping stones to take you to get there. And I reveal another ultimate secret, the answer to the question of all questions, why are you here on Earth? And the answer is the relief you have always been looking for, and the secret will set you free. So, enjoy my video and podcast. Hi, my name is Zakiran, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Go visit me at Zakiran.com for lots more videos, audios, and podcasts and supportive goodies for your empowerment. Go get yourself a copy of my free book, audio, and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life at freekeysofsuccess.com. Info. And if you get something from this, please share it with your friends and bless them with these amazing teachings. All right, here we go. The ultimate secret and the three levels of awakening and empowerment, or how to stay sane and happy in an insane, fearful world. How can I stay sane while the rest of the world has gone utterly bonkers? How can I remain balanced, calm, happy, and content when the rest of the world is in panic mode and fear? The key to your empowerment, happiness, and even your excitement is to realize what most people do not realize, which is that every single person creates their own reality, and nothing and no one can assert itself upon you. People do not catch diseases, they attract them. Just as they attract everything else in their lives. Just as people do not catch other bad situations in their lives. You don't catch a lack of money. You don't catch a bad relationship. You don't catch a crappy job. A lack of money and a bad relationship and a crappy job do not assert themselves upon you. You attract them based upon your thoughts and therefore your feelings and therefore by your vibration. And the law of attraction ensures that. It is law. Not even something as allegedly big and imposing as a quote-unquote pandemic can assert itself upon you. Nothing can assert itself upon you. No one can assert themselves upon you. To attract and create anything into your life, you must be a vibrational match to it. Otherwise, it cannot come near you, good or bad. So the first step to your empowerment and your sanity is to start taking 100% responsibility for your own life and your own creations, and give up the disempowered belief that you are a helpless victim and bad things are trying to get you. The next step of your empowerment is to get your nose out of everyone else's business and just let people believe whatever they want to believe, and to understand that it is not your job to enlighten them to their idiocracy. It is only your responsibility to enlighten yourself, not the rest of humanity. Now, there are three stages of awakening, belief, and self-empowerment, and you can see it very plainly on Earth right now. The majority of people are sheep who just blindly accept what they are told to believe, even though they are somewhat suspicious. The majority of people just believe what the quote-unquote authorities tell them is the truth, and to those authorities that is the truth. They are not lying in their own minds, and in fact, they are doing their best to help and protect humanity. The majority of people actually care wholeheartedly about everyone else, and most people are just want to be happy and healthy and safe and so forth. Majority of people wholeheartedly believe in victimhood and a whole list of false premises that they have been taught to believe. Most people believe that this is a planet of assertion, not attraction, and bad things are out to get them. They feel helpless and powerless and live pretty much like Neanderthals, always on the lookout for dangerous things to either fight against or run from. Everyone just wants to be happy and loved and feel secure. And they will do whatever the authorities tell them to do for their own good, quote-unquote, to feel safe and secure. And they will do insane things like hoard toilet paper to, again, feel safe and secure. Now, most people live in a disempowered state of existence, and everyone wants to feel empowered. And they want to feel like they have some control over their life. For the majority of people, they feel more empowered if they just do as they are told. They feel safe and secure by hermetically sealing themselves in plastic and depriving themselves of human contact. The next level of empowerment is when you realize that what you have been taught is a lie. And what governments and the media are saying are more lies, and they either are conscious that they are lying or they are unconscious that they are lying because they believe the lies that they're telling to be truth. So the lie is in the beholder. Here is when you see all of the conspiracies and where you see New Age people and conspiracy junkies preaching the latest, greatest, nefarious plan being perpetrated by the evil overlords. And conspiracies are great for people who feel disempowered and who want to feel empowered. And these New Age conspiracy addicts feel empowered by disseminating videos about these evil plans. When you feel disempowered, it feels better to get angry and resist what is supposedly asserting its power upon you. And whether or not the conspiracies are true or not is not the point I am making here. I'm not trying to dispute any conspiracies. The fact is, they're probably all true. The point I'm trying to make here is, and that's all, and this is all I really care about, and that is empowerment. And I've spent a great deal of my time in my past hating and resisting authorities who preached blatant lies and deceit. But at the same point, you must continue on the journey of empowerment to ascend higher than the anger and revenge. Because feeling angry and judging and condemning unethical people feels better than feeling helpless, powerless, and depressed. But it is still a low vibration. And judging anyone for any reason, regardless of how heinous their actions are, never feels good. It may feel natural to hate aggression and violence and deceit and lies and other activity we typically condemn, but it never feels good. In fact, it never feels good ever to focus upon things that we don't like and don't want. Focusing upon what you don't like and don't want just attracts to you more things for you to dislike and not want. Judging hateful things only attracts more things into your life to judge and hate. It's actually quite funny to me because the so-called New Age spiritual community and even the religious communities are allegedly based upon love, but yet these communities are perhaps the biggest judges, condemners, and haters on earth. But the only time anyone judges and hates other people's behavior is when they don't understand the law of attraction and they don't understand that they create their own realities and they believe they are victims and believe that other people can assert their will upon them, upon you, but this is another lie. In fact, that lie is a conspiracy all to itself. And if you believe in the conspiracy that there are power-hungry cabals wanting to control all wealth, commerce, and resources, and wanting to keep all of humanity disempowered sheep, then your next level of empowerment is to realize that you are 100% the creator of your reality and no evil cabal or anything or anyone can assert their will upon you. And this is the third level of awakening and self-empowerment, where you realize that even if the conspiracies are true, humanity attracted them. If the evil cabals actually exist, then humanity's belief in their own disempowerment has created these quote-unquote evil perpetrators that try to assert their power over them. Disempowerment attracts disempowerment. Disempowered people attract disempowered perpetrators who want to feel empowered by having the illusion of control over others. But it is totally an illusion because no one has more power than anyone else and no one has power over anyone else. The law of attraction won't allow it. Everyone is an empowered conscious or unconscious creator, creating and attracting everything in their lives. So it is impossible to attract something that you are not vibrating. You certainly can attract things you don't like and don't want, and everyone is doing that every single day of their lives because everyone is a powerful creator, creating more of whatever they are focused upon, whether that's good, whether it's good things and things they want or the bad things they don't want. But you cannot attract anything that you are not thinking, feeling, and vibrating. If you're thinking, feeling, and vibrating health, you cannot attract and create disease. If you're thinking, feeling, and vibrating wealth and prosperity, you cannot attract and create poverty. If you're vibrating self-empowerment, you cannot attract disempowerment. So, the secret, and it was an absolutely aptly named book and movie, is the absolute key to everything. The secret that you create your own reality, that you attract your own reality based upon your thoughts and feelings, and therefore your vibration, is the key to your safety and security. It is the key to your happiness. It is the key to your wealth and prosperity. It is the key to your wealth, your health, fitness, and longevity. It is the key to your creativity, is the key to your happy, healthy relationships, etc., etc., etc. It's the key to everything. Disempowered people who feel unworthy, helpless, powerless, etc., and who are trying to not feel these low vibrational emotions, play power games to feel like they are in control of their lives. They try to keep the bad things away rather than creating good things. And regardless of what side of the fence you are on, both sides are playing the same game. Whether that game is being an evil, controlling dominator, a liar and criminal, etc., or whether you're a judgmental condemner and hater of these nefarious people's behavior, either way, both factions are still essentially disempowered, just different levels of disempowerment, until they realize that they are, in fact, the creators of their own reality. And realize that the only way to control your reality so that your reality will be like you want it to be, is to change your inner reality, not try to control outer reality. Trying to kill, destroy, judge, condemn, imprison, and legislate away what you don't like and don't want only attracts to yourself more things that you will need to kill and get rid of. What you fear will always chase you. What you hate will always follow you, because your power as a creator attracts more of whatever you are focused upon, good or bad. And the tangled web, the trap that everyone falls into, is just going up and down on the low end of the vibrational scale and not continuing on up to the top of the mountain of joy and love. People jump from disempowerment to anger, to revenge, and then feel shame and guilt for their judgments and their vengeful behavior. And then they just go, then they go back down to powerless and depression again. And then, of course, they want to feel empowered, so then they get angry and pissed off, etc., etc. It's just a tangled circular web of continued disempowerment. And the controlling overlords, who have the appearance of being powerful because of their extreme wealth, something that we all actually want but are taught is evil and sinful, which keeps us all in a circle of inner struggle and therefore monetary struggle, these people understand how the law of attraction actually works and use it to maintain their empires and the illusion that they control the masses. But they are still just as disempowered as the masses because they are still lacking what most people are lacking and what everyone really wants. And that is the ultimate secret. And that ultimate secret, the ultimate secret that everyone wants, that everyone is working towards, that everyone longs for in their lives, the ultimate secret is, wait for it, here it comes, drum roll please, the ultimate secret is that we are all God in a human body, and we are all searching for our godness. That's right, something that feels like we have lost or being denied. Every single soul on earth, from the evil overlord members of the alleged cabal to the lowly peasant on the street, are all looking for the same thing: to feel happy. And the ultimate joy comes from reconnecting to source, to God, to your own God source. That is ultimately what everyone is searching for and what everyone wants, and is actually the motivation behind everything that everyone does. All anyone wants is to feel happy and empowered, and the ultimate power is your connection to your source and your own creative power, your ability as a source being to create whatever you desire. And your source lives and vibrates at the very top of the vibrational scale, at the level of the emotional scale of pure joy and pure unconditional love. Your source lives and vibrates at the level of complete, unlimited abundance and well-being, and everyone is doing whatever they can to feel good and feel better. Because anytime you move up the emotional scale from the very bottom of fear and depression and powerlessness, etc., on up a little bit to anger and revenge, up a little teeny bit more to blame and worry and doubt, to disappointment, up a little tad more to frustration and pessimism, to contentment, to hopefulness, getting a little higher, to optimism, to enthusiasm and excitement, and up a little higher to happiness, and then to the tippy top to passion and empowerment and freedom and love and appreciation and joy every step higher up the emotional scale from the bottom to the top feels better because you are getting one step closer each time to your source who lives 24/7 in a state of complete joy, love, appreciation, abundance, and well-being. And when you are vibrating at that level, that is when you truly feel the immense power of your awesome magnificence. You feel who and what you truly are, which is your unlimited, immortal, source, God presence that has the power to literally create worlds. That is the proverbial state of enlightenment that every spiritual adept is trying to achieve. This is the ascended state of God consciousness that has been reached by the prophets and the saints and the ascended masters and masters that we aspire to be like. The ultimate secret, the secret behind all the secrets, is that you are source. You are all that is. You are the force of creation. The ultimate secret is that you are God. You are the ultimate secret. Everything you want and need, everything that you have always been searching for, you always had within you. You are the source of everything. You are the source of power. You are the source of love. You are the source of wealth and abundance. You are the source of well-being, health, and longevity. You are the source of everything that you want and need. You are the source of creation. And you have the complete unlimited power to create whatever you desire to be, do, and have in your life. And the entire universe is poised and ready to unconditionally give you whatever you want. The ultimate secret is that you are God's source in a human body. And now, the big question. The question is, what are you going to do with that information, with that profound, enlightened, and self-empowering information? You could run around and act like a religious zealot, shoving your newfound insights down everyone's throats, which will not be any fun because they will just think you are crazy and attack you for your blasphemous, psychotic rantings. Or you could take a little more gentle path and just be the awesome master of creation you truly are, and you could just live as God's source in a human body, having fun, being prosperous, feeling free and empowered, and living a life of unlimited abundance and freedom. And by just being the awesome God source master of creation you truly are, you lead by example that other people are also God source masters of creation in human bodies. And they, too, can create whatever magnificent and wonderful things that they care to create. It's your choice, the path of most resistance or the path of least resistance. And let me give you a little final hint. Your source is always guiding you towards the path of least resistance, which is the path of most allowance. And this path of least resistance and most allowance is the most fun. And God's source just wants to have fun. God so just wanna have fun. That's all we really want. All right, and that is why you are here, for the fun of it, for the joy of creation. You are not here for any other reason. And what a relief that is, huh? So, you can now let go of all of the male bovine excrement that you have been taught that you are here to prove your worth to God or other humans. You are God's source. So you have no faults. And you can do no wrong because there is no such thing as a judging force that you need to prove your worth to. God does not need to prove anything to itself. So, just have fun. Have fun, or you will be cast into eternal hellfire. Just kidding. Have fun. That's an order. Go play. That's what life is about. Have fun. Go play. Have fun. Go play. Now, awesome funster. If you want a life of nonstop fun because you know that that's all you really want, then I want to hear from you. Let's play together and let's attract more fun playmates who just want to have fun and who want to be free to play and have more fun. And while we're having fun, we're going to plan more fun things to do and more fun adventures that we can do together. So if that's the life you want, which is the life that I live, then contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. And let's you and I play together. Let's go on fun adventures together. So I look forward to meeting you and playing with you on this fabulous earth, the greatest playground ever created. Contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Please share these amazing videos with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Help empower them to become the powerful creators that they truly are. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. Come and visit me at zakiron.com for more videos and audios and podcasts and empowering goodies for your awesome journey. Thanks again for watching this video and listening to this podcast. And I wish you immense joy and abundance and lots and lots and lots and lots of fun and play and more fun and more play and more fun on your magnificent adventure of divine creation. And of course, always remember to make life a holiday.